Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Mikey. I know you love the power rankings. I'll try to play ball here, but I'm never allowed to say this is okay. It's got to be too high or too low, so the listeners understand going in. I haven't lost my mind. Music, please. And can I make one request?
Different music.
No, I love the music. It's fabulous.
Well, yes, what's
up? Just don't ask me, like, oh, the Dolphins are 32. I can't say too high or too low. Like, it's just what it is.
All right, let's start with the Dolphins at 32.
Oh, God.
How about we jump ahead to, let's say, 28. Cardinals, they're 0-3-1, ranked 28.
It's probably too high. I mean, look, I think I've been a little bit seduced by the fact that they don't get utterly trashed in every game. That would lead you to believe they keep fighting. The problem is they're not exactly in a position to win any of these games. I mean, last week against the Seahawks, they spent the majority of the game down double digits or down three scores. And no, it didn't turn into a 20 or 30 point game, but they never really had a chance to win. Look, they're winless for a reason. And I got to be honest with you, Kingsbury better get more aggressive offensively, specific to fourth downs and settling for field goals. He has to score. That defense was never going to be good, and he leaves them out there too long. Mike, it's probably too high for me. They're a bottom three team in football.
Finito.
Which the Lions tied.
David Steelers checking in at number 26, although most teams around this range have like a 1% chance, a 3% chance to make the playoffs. They give the Steelers a 12% chance. They're sitting at 26.
I look at the Steelers as a team that still has more to give. And I have a hard time believing they're one of the six worst teams in football. I will say too high, but I also have a sneaky suspicion they'll be live as a home dog this week against Baltimore. But Mason Rudolph, your job is to get friendly with this lovely man who lines up next to you named Juju. If you don't get Juju Smith-Schuster going, if you don't get the vertical passing game going, they're never going to win. You can't dink and diddle and dunk your way to success in this NFL. And Juju, I'm sorry, it just isn't working. They got to get it going.
Double box.
All right, at 25, their offense the last two games is averaging 25 points a game.
Danny Dimes?
New York Giants,
oh,
yep.
Man. Probably too high, if I'm being honest with I'd love to say, oh, my God, they're underrated. Look, I'm going to be there Sunday. I wish Saquon were playing because the Vikings are falling apart. But probably too high. There's going to be growing pains, big growing pains. And look, they're playing Minnesota this week. They're playing New England on Thursday night. I'm going to say too high. Giants are still probably a bottom five team in the league. Let's not get carried away.
All right, your second favorite team at 19, the Colts.
I love my Colts.
With a 30% chance to make the playoffs, they're at 2-2 right now.
I think it's too low. I know they don't win easy. I know they don't make it look easy, and they're banged up. I know Darius Leonard is banged up, and T.Y. Hilton's banged up. I think it's too low. Great O-line, great running game. Brissett has time, can be professional, can be like one level above game manager. Young defense, athletic. I think that's a little too low. I like the Colts. I do. Might be in for a rough ride Sunday night at Arrowhead, but I still like them.
Well, the Browns do check in at number 17, 2-2, 60% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I probably say too low here as well. I know they're Jekyll and Hyde, but they did show up in a big way, divisional road game, and they blew the doors off the Baltimore Ravens. Now, Monday Night Football will tell us a lot. Have the Browns grown up a little bit? Go on the road, business trip, team you are better than. I'll buy in advance. I'll say too low. They lose this game, I'll sink them.
Who wants pizza?
ESPN has Matthew Stafford and the Lions at number 15.
I hate you.
In the NFL.
See, that's the perfect number.
Yep.
All right, so who's at 16?
Chargers.
Who's at 17?
Browns.
All right, who's at 14?
14 is the Vikings.
All right, easy answer. Lions are too low. Right here, right now, the Lions look better than the Vikings. So too low, even if it's just by a scotch. I had to get a little information there, people. He tries to trick me and corner me into things like I'm a feeble old man.
Well, and for those wondering, ESPN gives the Lions 22.2% chance right now of making the playoffs.
Yeah, it comes down to Lambeau Field for me. Need it. Gotta have it. If you're for real and you want to get in that lead position, beat the Packers and watch what happens to your season versus lose to them.
At 12, the Buffalo Bills. 56% chance of making the playoffs. They're 3-1 right now after their loss to New England.
See, I think that's a little too high for me right now. Josh Allen may not play this weekend. Blew their opportunity against the Pats when the defense really played a nice game. Might be a little too high for me. I like the Bills. I think they're quality. Problem is they've racked up some W's against nobodies. Need to see a little more to believe they're one of the dirty dozen.
Team the Lions beat at number 11, the Eagles. 2-2.
Okay. Like the way they played Thursday night. Got a few of their people back. Provided they get healthier at some point this year, it's too low. I still believe they're a legitimate Super Bowl caliber team. The injuries have really thrown the month of September off for them. I will say too low. Pray to God they can get some people back. I know they got Alshon back and they got Goddard back, but they need more than that. They need a lot of people to get healthy.
Chicago Bears at number 9 as we enter the top 10 here.
See, that's really accurate. All right, I got to ask you the info question. Who's
sure.
at who's at 8?
Niners.
Okay, too low. The Chicago Bears are better than the San Francisco 49ers, even with Chase Daniel at quarterback. That defense is the separator. You could argue it is the single most elite unit in football. Like, Bear defense is better, objectively, than the Chief offense. The Bears seemingly don't have bad days at the offense office defensively. So, yes, a little too low.
Highest-ranked NFC North team at number 6 is the Packers. They're one spot ahead of the Seahawks.
And I would assume behind the Cowboys?
Correct.
Boy, oh boy. That's, see, you pigeonholed it. Yep. I think that's probably accurate. If I say too high, it means they lose to the Cowboys. I say too low, it means they beat them. All right, look. I'll say too high until or unless they beat Dallas this weekend. How about that?
Yeah.
But I still believe that's the winner of this division.
Well, and that also means that they have the Lions ranked 4th out of 4 in the NFC North.
That's why. Where are they?
Well, no, because the Lions were 15.
Yeah.
The Vikings are one spot ahead of them. Then the Bears were a few spots ahead of them. And the Packers were a few spots
ahead
of them.
Yeah, I would just dump the Vikings out of there, but we can save that for later.
Number 4, the Rams.
Too high. I like the Bucs in last week's game. I don't think the Rams are the same team. Offensive line problems. Todd Gurley doesn't look the same. Did you notice Gurley grumbling about workload and grumbling about play calls? I don't know that everything's all right there. And for me, they're not one of the 4 best teams in football.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers, they're so hot.
As we enter the top 3... Saints at number 3, the 3-1, 64% chance to make the playoffs.
I mean, sure, assuming Breeze comes back in 2-3 weeks, they're a top 5 unit. I think with Bridgewater, it's probably too high. But guess what? Breeze gets hurt. Their 2 wins are Rams and Cowboys. They're 2-0. I think the Bucs are dangerous this weekend. They can't screw around. But, yeah, probably a little high for what they've got at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, in the top 2, once again.
Chiefs, Pats.
Chiefs at number 2, Patriots number 1, each with over a 99% chance of making the playoffs.
And I agree on both accounts. I think the Pats offensively need to get it going against real competition. It's not the Jets and Dolphins every week. Chiefs, I'll just consider it a bad day at the offense. The Office, second time I did that in this segment. Maybe I am a feeble old man, but it's a bad day at the office. Lions also played well. So I'm leaving those two where they are, Mike. I can't quibble with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.